This morning I wake up to a picture that was sent to me from my brother on WhatsApp of the crucifixion. And I lie in my bed this morning and I start considering what it must have been like, or what would it be like when you consider it from a parent's point of view, when you think about if you were the mother or the father of Jesus. And we know in the natural what we like with our children. We know that we don't want our children to go through the slightest bit of pain. And when they do, we want to take it away from them. We want to make it better, even though we can't sometimes. But can you imagine if you just give it some thought, our Heavenly Father, Jesus was His Son, His only begotten Son. Can you imagine sending your child somewhere, knowing that in 33 years, he's going to die the most gruesome, torturous death? Can you think about that this morning and think if you were a dad, or even worse, a mother that's got to stand by and watch? Mary watched as they broke our Lord's body, her son, as they whipped him and whipped him, that it says that his flesh came away from his bones. Sorry, but I can't imagine standing by and watching one of my sons go through something like that and not being able to do anything, not being able to say a word. They don't say in the Bible if Mary tried to get in there to stop them, or if she said something to them, or if she cried out to Jesus to be strong, that she was sorry that this was happening, and if she could, she would take his place. Can you imagine, as a mom, as a dad, standing and watching your only child being tortured while people stood around and laughed? And the most amazing thing is, he never tried to get away. He never tried to run. He never said a word back to the people that were torturing him. He took every lashing without a word. Can you imagine looking down as our Father in heaven did, and watched this happening to his son, knowing full well that it had to happen, that that was the whole reason for Jesus' birth, for him to be sent down to heaven, to earth, to walk with us? The whole reason was this exact moment in time, that he would be beaten and tortured and hung on a cross to die for the world. Wow, I don't know, my thoughts as I think about it just run wild, because I know that I would never have been able to stand there and look as they put Jesus on the cross, as he, after his body being broken up by the whipping that he had to endure carrying that heavy wooden cross to Golgotha, where they were going to hang him on it. Not just hang him, they were going to nail his hands and his feet with nails. Someone had to knock those nails through our Savior's hands and feet. I mean, you know, we see pictures and we go, oh, look what the Lord has done. But no, just give it some thought. I ask you to just think about what Jesus went through so that we may have eternal life with him, so that our sins may be forgiven and forgotten. It is the most amazing, sad thing to think about the events that took place on that day. And this is the day that we are, I don't even know if celebrating is the right word, but it is celebrating, because if it didn't happen, we wouldn't have any opportunity to be saved. So I suppose we do celebrate, but when you give it some thought, it is the most agonizing celebration that you would ever celebrate. Because as he hung on that cross, and the people stood and cheered and watched, and his mother stood at the foot of the cross and looked up at him. Can you imagine your child hanging on a cross? Can you imagine nails through your child's hands and feet? And you can do nothing about it. To the extent that even Jesus cried out to his father and said, "Father, why have you forsaken me?" Because in that split second, everything went dark. When the Lord took our sins away, the world's sins. And that's something else I was thinking about this morning. We look at this world we live in and we see the amount of sin it is. Oh, it just blows our minds to think how evil this world has become. Can you imagine that that evilness is what Jesus took when he died on the cross? His blood that was shed for us took our sins away, that we can be made pure and white as snow, even though we are just filthy rags. This morning, I know I've gone on and on, but I want you just to give it some thought. It's not just about a holiday that you're going to have off work or spend with your family, or Easter eggs that you're going to eat and hide away from your children. No, it's about Jesus and what he did, that you may have eternal life. And for those that don't know him, for those that don't believe that there's a God, I pray this morning that your eyes will be opened. I pray for our Abba Father to touch your hearts as you listen to this message, that you may kneel and repent and come to know Jesus because of what he did for you on that cross, that it will not be in vain, but that you will be saved by the blood that he shed for you on Calvary. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.